Thank you so much for calling back. Is this Jeremiah?
Yes.
Hi, Jeremiah. My name is Samantha Hayes from the compliance team of Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right. So, Jeremiah, this is going to be a real quick discussion. Before we move on to the details, I would really like to know the reason for the refund request at this point of time, because from where I can see, you've just placed the order with us recently, and it has just been like 1 month of preparation of the marketing services. We haven't even put your campaign live yet. So what could possibly be the reason?
Samantha, have you been part of the conversations I've had with Ryan and Patrick and April over the last few months going back and forth?
Yes, I have.
You have? Oh, you've been in all those emails and you've been a part of that process? So you're familiar with the conversations that I started with them 3 and 4 months ago?
That is correct. Should I give you a short summary of what I have? And if you agree with me, then we can proceed further.
Well, there's no if. There's no if you're going to proceed further. But if you're familiar with the conversations that I've been having with your company, Penguin Book Writers, for the last 3 or 4 months, emails, texts, Facebook messages, phone conversations, then you would know why I'm asking for a refund.
Okay.
And it's very simple, because none of the promises that were given have been met. The only thing I received ever from your company were very vague details. None of the things that were promised to me, none of the updates. I only received a document to fill out for social media management that I ended up having to alter and edit because it wasn't even PDF fillable. So if you're familiar with what I've been conversing with your company for the last 3 or 4 months, you would not have to ask the question why I'm asking for a refund. It's very clean, very clear, very simple.
Okay, Jeremiah, thank you so much for providing the clarity. Let me tell you what I have here on my end, and I honestly cannot see a reason for a refund at this point of time because
hey,
it's
Samantha,
a six-month contract.
Hey, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the direction that you want to go? Because
let
I'm
me
telling
just
you right now, if – no, Samantha. If that's the direction you're going to go – then this conversation would be over, and I will go a different direction on my end. If you're going to attempt to tell me that I am not due a refund, then we're going to have a serious, more serious. No, that's exactly what you just said. Isn't this being recorded? Is this conversation being recorded?
This call is definitely being recorded, but Jeremiah, I am.
Okay, you. No. You said to me. You said to me whether or not you would be able to issue a refund, and you said from your end. So this is not a conversation between you and I, whether or not I'm getting a refund.
No,
this is a conversation.
I told you that I'm giving you a short summary of what I understand from the project so far, and if we agree, we would proceed further with this discussion. I didn't mention
there is no discussion.
A refund.
There is no discussion.
Are you willing to refund me? Have a discussion with me? There's no problem with the refund. Let me just tell you that. If you're fixated on a refund, if you think that we're going to take your money and run away somewhere, that's not going to happen.
Oh, okay? I know that won't happen.
Yeah.
Because I can file a suit with my bank.
Yes,
and I can get my refund that way if that's what I have to do.
Yes, of course you can. That is every consumer's basic right. But that comes in when the company refuses to provide you a refund. Here, I'm trying to have a conversation with you to understand the problem behind this entire concern. So here's what I have. If you allow me to speak,
This is a really good example of why I'm asking for a refund. Because you're doing the exact same thing that everybody else did. You're avoiding everything, and you're not just doing what you said you were going to do. I've already been promised a refund. I was already guaranteed a refund. But you're still doing just this runaround, hoping that maybe I will stick around, give you another shot. Your company has not done anything that you said you would do, not one single promise that was guaranteed to me. The communication has been awful. The performance has been awful. One thing is said, a completely other thing is done. I'm not having any communication with someone who's supposed to be providing me a calendar. Somebody's supposed to be telling me updates once to two times a week. Nothing. But you want me to just blindly spend $17,000, $18,000, and I'm in a business, and I have been in business for over 25 years, and there's no way that you can run a good business by taking somebody's money, signing a contract, promising this, that, and the other, and then there be nothing, no results, no assets, no collaterals, there's been some email and communication. Ryan has gotten back to me. We've talked on the phone, but nothing has been done. Not even one thing has been done. Not one thing has been done. And if it had, I would have got an update. So I'm not going to continue to go on this road with you. I'm not going to go on this journey while you guys try to figure out how you're going to make this work and how you're going to make it happen. So I want a refund.
About that, Jeremiah. I understand you want a refund, and I got that loud and clear. Would you just allow me to speak and put down my side of the story so we can be on the same page? Would you?
There is no same page other than a refund. I'm willing to hear your. Why am I talking to you the side of the story? There's no side of the story. If somebody pays you $17,000, signs a contract, and you don't deliver, it is just that simple. There's no side of the story. You guys have done nothing. You've done nothing with my money. You've done nothing with my account.
You've paid $6,000 so far out of the $17,000.
Correct.
It's only been one month. That is the month of the progress. If you allow me to speak and provide you my side, then maybe we can come on a mutual agreement and resolve this issue. Even if it means refunding you the amount, I already told you that we have no problem refunding you the amount, but you're not letting me speak. So would you give me permission to speak? I'm not going to ask for a lot, just 2 minutes. Okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. First of all, Jeremiah, it's not about the money. The reason why I'm on this call is to retain you as a customer, okay? And if that is not possible, if you don't feel satisfied, it is completely your decision, and I would respect that, okay? So let's just get that fact straight. And I'm putting that aside now. Okay. Now, you placed the order with us on the 27th, 28th of October, September, and you paid $3,000. And then later on 17th of October, okay, in between that time frame, you were talking to April and Ryan, and there was a discussion about the package upgrade. The package upgrade happened on the 17th of October, and the brief forms were sent to you on the 25th of October, which you were supposed to fill in and send back. And that is like on the 26th, you spoke to the project manager, who is Patrick. By the 28th of October, you provided the filled brief forms. And on the 31st of October, Patrick was in regular correspondence with you via email. November 1st, again, there was a correspondence going on, and you responded back on November 6th. Same day, the project manager, Patrick, responded back to you. So all of these dates that I'm quoting and mentioning, it's just to show you that there wasn't any gap here from the project manager's end in terms of correspondence or communication. 7th of November, you responded, and Patrick got back to you on the very same day. You wanted to speak to Ryan, and on the 9th and 10th, well, 9th technically, which was last week Thursday, you spoke to Ryan in regards to the next plan of action, and you wanted a client referral. So he gave you a number to speak with, and...
No, he did not. I did not have a number. And you can say that I have a number, but I do not. No.
sent you an
I do
email.
Not have an email. No, show me the email.
I have to.
And if you do,
just give me a quick moment.
I do not have
that
email.
I'm going to send that to you via text message right now. Okay, I'm getting the screenshot. Stay on the line with me.
No, you sent it to me. You sent it to me email, not in a text. You forward that to me in an email.
Okay, perfect.
Because it's so easy that email can be fabricated. I do not have an email.
Okay, did you check your spam?
I do not have an email from Ryan. I've been corresponding with Ryan. Why would I receive a spam box?
Well, it's possible that if it's in your inbox, then it's possible that it might be in the spam box because I have verified and checked because that's my job. That's my primary duty, to check and verify things. And I have verified that. And Ryan, to be very honest with you, he's not my relative, so I'm not going to be covering up for him here, to be very honest. So, all right, we'll get back to the screenshot. Now, what happened on Friday, he sent you the details. You didn't get them for any XYZ reason. I'm going to send you the screenshot. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, we got an email from your aunt that you need a refund. Now, let me explain something to you, Jeremiah. When a customer signs up for a marketing package of 6 months, we divide the 6 months into two milestones. The first 3 months are for the awareness campaign, in which we do not commit any kind of conversions or sales. And in the last 3 months, that is when the live campaign or the paid campaign comes into play, and that is where we commit sales and show some results. In your case, we made an exception to show you results and sales from the second month. Of course, that will be from the date that you upgraded the package because that was when we got the clarity, which is 17th of October. Even if we take 27th of September into account, it's still technically not the second month yet. First month is always for the preparation. And at this point of time, again, I told you that from what I just quoted to you with dates and all of that, I still do not understand that how are you anticipating a 6 month contract or a 6 month plan or strategy to be executed in 1 month?
Who said that I was? I didn't say that.
You're just saying that nothing has been done.
Excuse me?
You said that that nothing has been done so far, and that's the reason
correct.
Why you are canceling
that's
the
correct.
Contract.
I'm canceling because nothing in 1 month has been done other than vague communication. The dates that you gave me of people communicating this and Patrick getting back, that's all vague. That's all smoke and mirrors. That's all smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
Me.
Well, according
and
to that
No. You talked. You talked. I listened. Now,
okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I never had any type of anticipation or expectation that there would be a certain amount of sales month one or even month two. That's never been my issue. My issue is in 1 month, your company has not done anything. In 1 month, what you have said you would do, you did not do. And then the communication where somebody said, I will get back to you on such and such a day, I'll get back to you tomorrow, that didn't happen. And then just vague communication. You're giving me all these dates. I have those dates too. Dates that Patrick got back to me, dates that Ryan got back to me, but they were all vague. This is not communication. This is not how you deal with somebody that is spending $17,000 as a trial to see how you guys actually work in order to bring more customers to you. So your dates are legit and all that, but it boils down to the simple fact, in 1 month, your company has not done anything that you said that you would do. I was supposed to get marketing calendars weeks ago. I never saw a marketing calendar. I was supposed to get weekly updates, 1 to 2. This is all in writing. I have it right here. I was supposed to get updates, 1 to 2 updates per week. Never got any update. I'm always having to email Patrick or get a hold of Ryan. Last week, I told Ryan, I said, I'm done. I'm not going to go on a journey. He talked me off the ledge. I said, okay, but the only way I'm moving forward with you, because at this point, you guys have done nothing but vague emails, vague communication, and then sent me some document that was completely irrelevant to an author that wasn't even a PDF fillable document, which tells me you don't know what you're doing. If you have a system to sell 5,000 books, there's no way you operate like this. No way. You can't run a business like that. So Ryan talked me into it, and I said, okay, but I'm going to need you to get me in touch with somebody you have done this before, because I'm not going on that journey. And so I never got that. I waited, and finally I said, that's it. No communication. You're not going to answer my messages. You're not going to do what you said. I'm done. And that's it. And so there's nothing else for us to discuss. Your company did not do what you said you would do in the first month. If your package is different than what I've been told, then I shouldn't have been told what I was going to be told. If you don't give me updates, you know, one to two updates every week, then I shouldn't have been told that. There's not going to be, if I should not expect anything for the first 3 months, I should have been told that.
Okay.
So it's pretty simple.
Okay, I want to say something here. Jeremiah, you sent us the filled forms on the 28th of October, and that is when the team started working. So if I count from 28th of October until today, it's the 12th working day. And in the 12 working days, what we have done for you is that we have created the research on demographic report. In other words, we have actually identified your target audience. Second thing, we have formulated a strategy for the campaign, and the campaign is almost ready to be live. Third thing, the social media calendar is ready. So what else are you expecting? This has been done in 12 working days, and I think that is solid progress.
I'm expecting a refund because you're smoke and mirror right now. That's what you're doing.
Jeremiah, I'm talking about facts.
Samantha, are you going to give me a refund or not?
I will give
That's
you
where
the
we're
refund,
at.
But I'm not understanding.
You are wasting my time.
Is.
I don't need to give you any more reason than
well, you
I
do,
already have.
Because once you sign a contract, there has to be a legitimate reason for the refund. And all I'm trying
Samantha,
to tell you is that
this is my final statement to you. This is the last thing I'm going to say to you. I want in writing, in an email, that you're going to issue my refund. If I don't have it, I'm going to file a dispute. I do not have to say a single thing to you. I don't have to prove anything else. You don't get to sit here and smoke
Jeremiah.
A mirror or wait. Nope. No.
Let me
you're not
say
going to
something
waste
else.
Any more of my time.
Let me say something else.
I want an email in 30 minutes.
Jeremiah,
30 minutes.
Not my first time I'm dealing with a case like this, okay? What's going to happen?
And this
let
is not my first time either. Samantha,
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. No,
okay,
you are going to – listen, I want an email as a confirmation in 30 minutes. And if I don't have it, I'm filing a dispute.
And what's going to happen
then? And if you
then?
Think you're – I'm going to get my refund.
Okay. And
so
do you know
if
what's
I don't,
the procedure
if I don't have
after
a
the dispute?
I sure do, and it's going to take a while, and that's I'm okay with it. But
and
Samantha,
what happens?
If you're
Explain
do
to
the,
me. Since
you
you've done this,
want,
explain
no,
to me
no, no.
what happens after
you
that.
You think I want to work with your company after this? You think
of
that I
Of course not, because you are
with,
fixated.
Why would I?
You're not coming here with an open mind. See, I understand clearly now, Jeremiah.
No.
There's no reason. You just need your refund because you want to call it quits. And it's not about the failure of the campaign because the campaign didn't even start yet. So here's what's going to happen next, Jeremiah. If you file a dispute, let me paint the bigger picture for you. If you file a dispute, they will immediately take the funds forcefully from our merchant and transfer it into your account, okay? Spontaneously, at the same time.
You have 30
and then
minutes.
They're going to